from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
The little kids are going to be like, what? What's going on in there? That woman, the man on the bottom looks like he's going to have a heart attack. What are the two of them doing on the beach? Daddy, Mommy, what are the two of these? What are they doing?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I think guys have just built them.
What is that?
Yes.
My wife says I'm like a, basically like an ice cream machine.
Oh, yeah. It's like as soon as you eat.
As soon as I eat, boom.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The founder of Famous Amos Cookies has died at the age of 88.
Oh, no.
Great. Yep. One of your heroes.
Yeah. Oh. Wallace Wally Amos. Famous Amos.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that. Like,
talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
He has giant pepperoni style nipples.
Nope. That's not true at all.
Mine are actually quite dainty, if you're
dainty.
Not opposed to having them twisted every once in a while.
I don't criticize how you do things in your bedroom.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. Everybody, what up? What up?
What's up, Gregory?
Happy Friday!
Yeah,
finally,
and it's a good one.
It is. I believe the New England Patriots may have a quarterback. Oh. We will get to that in a minute.
Huh?
Curtis, right off the bat, update on Pudge.
Okay. He's in the ICU. He had emergency surgery yesterday at Angel, and got a call from the doctor around 1 a.m. and haven't heard since, which is good news.
Yeah.
So hopefully they had just some growths on lesions on his liver that caused all these issues. Oh. And so they have them sent off to pathology. About 2 hours of surgery yesterday, and yesterday really sucked. But yeah. I'm hopeful that the little guy can come home this weekend. But that's all on that. And I thank everybody that was both you guys and all the listeners. Very kind, supportive group of people. So thank you. Pudge is kind of the mascot of the show. So
yes, he is. He is our official dog mascot. And he has the entire Greg Hill Show world rooting for him right now. So we will send, and we're sending good vibes in the direction of Pudge.
Yes, we are very lucky to be in this region for obvious reasons that we saw Tuesday and Wednesday at the Dana Farber, but also have very good vets. But I don't want to do any more talk on that. It's a nice Friday.
Yeah, it is. It's a great Friday to be a Patriots fan. I got to tell you something. If your guy, Drake No Longer Maybe, is not the starter on week one, then some heads need to roll on one Patriot way.
Welcome aboard, Greg.
I didn't see anything that was, I mean, early on he had the jitters and there was like a motion that, you know.
Those are timing things.
One false start penalty or whatever that first series, I think, or maybe the second. But other than that, he is fleet of foot when he needs to be fleet of foot, Chime.
Which is something we haven't seen here in New England in quite a while.
Yeah, he can sling the football in every direction. I don't understand. You look at Jacoby Brissett and what he was able to or unable to deliver in that. And I get it. It's preseason, but it's preseason week two. And, week three is a throwaway. So
throwaway would have been nice in the third and seven. That would have been a good decision by Jacoby instead of throwing it to the other team.
Yeah. It's really about, do you have confidence in Drake May to be able to control and orchestrate the offense the way it needs to be?
Yeah.
It's not about how many yards you throw for. It's about, can you go out there and not have any delay of game penalties? I think, the jitters are not really jitters, but more of like a lack of reps, so he's a little bit unsure, but the more reps he gets, he'll get through that.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that go into being unsure, I'm sure, as a rookie quarterback.
Right.
And that includes the, this amalgam of the West Coast offense or whatever. And the fact that in college, everything is done for you when it comes to calling plays. And I don't know. I don't know how you can look at that performance last night and not determine that he has got to be your guy when it comes to the regular
season.
All
those footwork people, too, they're quiet this morning. I don't know if you saw that deep ball he threw to Javon Baker that, if it's Brandon Ayuk, probably gets caught down the middle of the field there. He stepped up in the pocket, slid beautifully, excellent footwork there. Even a play earlier in the game, I think it was his second series, it was a play-action boot. The boot kind of got blown up, but he swung his hips around, got a great pass off, ended up also drawing a roughing the passer call there. Like, he looked great, and he's decisive. He is not hesitating. Does he look a little, tentative when he makes the decision at first? Yeah, but once he commits to the decision, it is full go, and he's ready to rock.
Yeah, the only thing I would disagree with is decisive. I think on certain plays he is, but that is the best incomplete pass I can remember seeing. The stepping up in the pocket, looking and evaluating the options, throwing an absolute dart, and I just want anybody to provide me an argument as to why this is not Drake May's team.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm waiting to hear the same argument.
I think the only argument that remains could be, what's the condition of the offensive line, and are you putting him at some risk of a collapsed head if he's at? But I mean, the same's going to happen with Jacoby Brissett, and then you're going to have to play him anyway. So
Jacoby Brissett gets time, he looks like he gets his feet get jumpy. Another example in one of the early drives of yesterday's game where Jacoby Brissett had a pocket that was formed, and I don't want to rip on Jacoby Brissett.
He's a backup.
He's a backup. He seems like a really nice guy. I don't want to. I gain nothing from attacking him. No. I'm just,
I watch that and I go, what did Drake May see that he's going to learn that'll make him a better quarterback?
He's a backup.
508 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which you can use anytime during this show and every single show to communicate with us. Question for you, Coach. Do you think that he made that call at the line for the screen pass? Because if he did, that was a great call.
He could have, but unless you're in the offense and you really know, some of that stuff could be window dressing. I think that when you look at his performance, it's more about, okay, even if the line isn't great, he showed that if the pocket breaks down, he has enough athletic ability to get outside the pocket and make some things happen with his legs. So you could say, hey, listen, you could tell him and say, you know, our offensive line isn't great. If you feel like it's breaking down a little bit for you and a lane opens up, get out of there.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the open field, you know, don't try to run people over. Get your yards and get down.
Well, it's encouraging. I will say that, unlike the current state of the Boston Red Sox, are we talking about that or are we delaying discussing that? I mean, these road trips, this is an important road trip.
Yep.
I get it. The Orioles are theoretically a better baseball team than you are. The Orioles actually went out in the offseason and paid to get some high profile performing players when it comes to those who are throwing the baseball, but you go down there, you get mollywopped,
right.
And you're looking at, you're now 2.5 games behind the Royals for that third wild card spot.
Right.
So,
and the other thing is that we don't really put into account when we talk about this. Back in the day, if the Red Sox were trying to find their way into the wild card as their goal, they would have been mocked. And now they're 2.5 games out of a wild card that didn't exist back then.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, that's a new era.
I know, but it's just I'll just keep basically reiterating that if they had an extended core, the conversation today is totally different. That was a masterstroke. But
that's what I said at the time.
You were right, Wiggs. And I would also say, do you think Tristan Casas would have helped? Last night?
I would think he would.
Do you think the people on that roster think Tristan Casas would have helped last night?
Well,
he's hurt now.
Also, Devers Devers is in an absolute slump of all slumps. I mean, since the end of July.
Yeah. Right, but if you give him a little more protection, maybe
Maybe. All right, well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Without our queen. Our queen has flexed this Friday for yet another friend's wedding or family member or acquaintance or associate. I don't know. She goes to a lot of weddings. She's not in Buenos Aires. She loves weddings.
Yeah.
And who doesn't?
I feel bad for Santo.
It's free food. It's free booze.
I feel bad for Santo.
Because he has to go to all those things.
Of course.
I know. You know what he's there for? He is there to be the photographer, to take pictures of her. That's why Santo is at these weddings. So.
When you have a wedding coming up and you know like 3 of the 150 people that'll be there, it's in the back of your mind like, oh my God, what time? Like all you're thinking about is the exit strategy.
Right. I don't know. All you're thinking about is there's so many people going to this. Would they miss me if I were a no-show?
Right.
That's the only thing you're thinking about when it comes to somebody's wedding.
And I got to drive 3.5 hours to
Right. And write a $300 check. Oh, God. That sounds awful.
I feel bad for the White Raven.
All right. Couple pieces of business before we truly get going this morning, one of which is there is a cluster F which they are trying to clear this morning in the O'Neill Tunnel. There were 5 vehicles which collided with a rather large hunk of concrete that was sitting there unceremoniously in the middle of the O'Neill Tunnel. Apparently, it came off of the back of somebody's boat trailer, which is the boat trailer situation in this country is an absolute affront and danger to people everywhere. I mean, there are dudes that are stuck between them and trying to hold on. There are people that are backing vehicles into boat ramps and being unable to recover their vehicle. So I don't know how that happened, but they are towing those cars out, or at last check, at least they were. So just be aware that it's right by the Purchase Street off-ramp. So just be aware that that may be an issue this morning.
Should we shut the tunnel down for a month?
That's the only one which I think is operational. So we may not want to F with it.
How much traffic do you think there was getting to Gillette last night?
Boy. You know, I it's preseason.
But it's preseason every year.
I know. I'm going to reserve my judgment until week. When are they home? Week two? Yeah. Are they back here week two? Because they're on the road week one.
They're in Cincinnati, and then they're home for Seattle.
Okay. Oh, and a little bit of breaking news during the game last night. I don't know if they were supposed to let it slip or not, but it appears that Tom Brady will be calling the Pats-Dolphins game in week number 5 for CBS. So that's big news. Yeah. Or Fox. Sorry, for Fox.
And my guess is maybe that'll be the statue unveiling.
Maybe. Oh, you think so?
Maybe.
Does he have a statue coming?
They announced it at the thing you were at.
They did. They said officially that there's a statue coming?
I mean, I may have been climaxing and not paying close enough attention, I thought on Tom Brady.
I feel like you're the only one who knew about this.
I didn't know it was
official.
I never
heard this.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
No, that is good news. This is Walter. Walter, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I what the game last night. I just don't know how the Patriots and if they can't see that guy Lowe is probably the worst left tackle. I'm 62 that I've ever seen in my life. It's like how you like Bakhtiari's out there, like the guy Leo, whatever from that used to play from Washington. Either one of them, even on their worst day, are better than this guy. And you heard the whole game, the McCourty's and them saying, "Yeah, he's been the steadiest guy. How is that steady?"
Well, I defer to Wiggs on things like this.
Yeah, he actually
played the game.
That's
so
scary,
I mean, I don't know. That offensive line is a disaster.
I would just move Michael Owenu to right tackle because he's proven that he could play there before and he's done a good job. You put City Sal at guard. Obviously, Andrews at center. Who's the other kid? The kid from Washington looks like is your left tackle.
Okorafor.
And then figuring out what your left guard is going to be because of Cole Strange. I think like that's what I would do to shore up the tackle positions. Yeah. Owenu and then Okorafor on the other
side. But I mean, if you can't block, and somebody said this on the game last night, mm-hmm. if you can't block, then you can't run the offense. That is a giant remaining issue for this football team.
Quick passing game. If your O-line's struggling, screens, quick passing games, we saw some of that out to the wide receiver. Mm. You know, maybe slow down that defensive line where they have to think about, okay, they're going to be getting the ball out of their hands quickly, and that helps out the O-line.
And it's going to be helping when Drake May is able to, I don't know, run for 5 yards when a play breaks down, because then DNs have to play more contained and can't just aggressively run at him.
And Robert Kraft announced that there would be a 12-foot statue on Tom Brady night.
Okay.
All right. Well, 12 feet.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big one.
That's a good size.
Size matters.
All right. On today's show, leads in 10 minutes or so. Mm. Okay. And then we will get to They Said It at 7. That's a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. The news at 7:30, including why taking the same vehicle to couples therapy was a bad idea for a Minnesota couple. And unfortunately, one is in jail this morning. So we'll get to that during the news. I have the unfortunate obligation of delivering not one, but two audio eulogies for legendary 80s rockers that we lost yesterday, Sean. So please remind me about that during this morning show. And then after last night and preseason game number 2 for the New England Patriots, we will be joined by Jelani Tavai.
Nice play last night by Tavai.
Yeah, he was. It seems like they're pretty good with him. He was in there for just a little bit.
Yeah.
Pass defense down by the goal line.
On the wheel route,
Yeah. So,
I mean, you know what you are defensively. I think kind of you know where everybody's kind of playing.
I mean, did you miss Judon?
You're going to miss his production. Let's not get it twisted. You're going to miss his production, but now you're going to have other guys, like whether it's Josh Uche, Anthony Jennings.
Keon White looked good last night.
Yeah, those guys are going to have to be more productive because you're losing a guy who's a double-digit sack guy. So are you able to replace that production?
And can we just say that the Patriots handled this Judon thing pretty well?
Yeah.
That Mayo was handed a crappy hand by his front office that they didn't deal with this. Judon tried to make a spectacle. He did for a couple days.
Yeah.
And then they didn't reward the behavior by giving him this massive extension, which I think would have been a mistake.
Yeah.
And they got a third-round pick for him.
Yeah.
I mean, all in all, I mean, it's been chaotic, but I think they handled that pretty well.
Yeah. Well, they got a third-round pick for him, and the Falcons did not even get a new deal with him. He was playing out the one-year, $6.5 million deal down there.
Are they going to work on it?
I think he probably hopes they are.
Yeah. So I don't know. That'll be a good thing to. Yeah. I think Curtis might have said yesterday. It will be a good thing to see what the Falcons do. Like, are they going to wait and do it, or are they going to give him a little bit of bread?
All right. Well, Jelani Tavai at 9:30 on this morning's show. But right now, in Courtney's absence, here is the professor. And what is trending this morning?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Time Out Market. The Patriots dropped their second preseason game to the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 14-13. Jacoby Brissett started the game for the Pats, going 3 of 7 for 17 yards and an interception. Drake May came in. He went 6 for 11 for 47 yards, added a rushing touchdown into the mix as well. One more preseason tilt left for the Pats against the Commanders a week from Sunday. The Red Sox lose another as they drop this one to the Orioles, 5-1. Nick Pivetta gets the loss here, allowing 3 runs on 5 innings, striking out 6. Sox and Orioles go again tonight, first pitch 7:10, with Cooper Criswell on the mound for your Boston Red Sox opposite Corbin Burns. You can hang out with John Lyons at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And in some NCAA news, Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program for at least 1 year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results of their competitions and failed to, quote, treat one another with dignity and respect, end quote.
Let me just tell you, every family member of the Notre Dame swimming and diving team is secretly really happy today that they don't have to go to those god-awful meets.
Curtis's vendetta against swimming and diving teams might be one of my favorite underlying storylines.
If you want to see where I developed this existence, go to the Blodgett Pool at Harvard every day for 15 years.
How old were you? Like 9, 10, four.
So my mom would have to drive us from Dover to Harvard Square at 3:30 every day. For my sister's stupid diving practice.
For the iPads. I know
nothing. We were like playing Monopoly and going to the bus stop pub.
What is it with the swim teams, though? Same thing over at Boston College, right?
They had a hazing issue, wasn't it?
Yeah. But you said they were not treating each other with respect.
One another with dignity and respect.
So I didn't know you could bet on college swimming?
No, well, it's not.
They were doing it among themselves.
It wasn't on apps or anything.
Oh, okay.
A lot of Notre Dame people like to do the BC gambling jokes. Well, the joke's on you now, people.
Trending Now was brought to you by Time Out Market. Time Out Market, nestled in the Fenway, is your destination every Sunday in August for Noche Latina. Every Sunday night at 6 p.m., DJ Snacks will spin the hottest Latina beats. Time Out Market is the Fenway's largest salsa and bachata dance party. Don't miss the fun. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com.
That's pronounced Noche Latina.
Sorry. No say Latina?
No say Latine.
I will head to Buenos Aires as Curtis gives you the weather.
It was a bad note for Jacoby Brissett, but it's going to be a nice weekend here. 63 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Afternoon high, 78 in the great city of Austin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Lola, 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 Lola.
You just reminded me, Sean, that one of our favorite bands, you and I, that band, Ripe, is in town and playing in New Hampshire, in Portsmouth, at the Cisco Brewery tomorrow night. I happen to have tickets to give away. And since there are some who say I never take care of the loyal listeners who are up early and actually working and listening to the show at this hour, do you want to give away a pair of tickets right this moment
for
that?
Let's do it. I think that's an excellent idea.
All right. So if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you and a guest will head to the Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth, which is awesome. We had the Greg Hill Foundation Jingle All the Way 5K there a few years ago, and you will see Ripe tomorrow night, and there are still some tickets available, which you can get when you go to CiscoBrewersPortsmouth.com. That's CiscoBrewersPortsmouth.com. Just a heads up, I may flex Thursday of next week because Ripe is playing at the Chicken Box on my island on Wednesday night, and I have not been to enough Chicken Box shows this summer. So I'm just giving everybody a heads up.
Not for the chicken.
If there were chicken, I would enjoy the chicken.
But do they serve food at the Chicken Box?
You could. I don't think you can get food at the Chicken Box. I don't. Ooh. But you used to be able to. It was originally it was a chicken restaurant.
That's what I would think.
And
with
now,
the name.
Now it is a live music venue. And oftentimes, if I am feeling the urge to get in a quick game of 8-ball, I will go to the Chicken Box.
Here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, It's chicken. It's fried chicken. It's
correct.
Fried chicken.
Yes, it is.
I like fried chicken.
I like fried chicken, too. Yeah. Who doesn't like fried chicken?
Yeah.
So Courtney's out, off to a wedding of some sort. She'll be back Monday.
Do you think she's a low-key crasher? Like she doesn't even know these people?
I think she was invited.
Oh, okay.
Monday, it is the first official Mayo Monday of this season with Gerard Mayo. And Gerard Mayo will be on this show Monday at 8. We are not going to Gillette. We're going to do the show here Monday. And then once the regular season begins, we will go to Gillette Stadium every Monday and talk to Gerard Mayo and whoever else is available. But this particular Mayo Monday, we will be here, Gerard Mayo. We got a great football lineup. The football week here on the Greg Hill Show. Mondays, Boomer Esiason back and Gerard Mayo. Tuesdays, the great Ty Law on Ty Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College Football, will join us. And we'll talk not only BC, but Patriots with Bill O'Brien every Thursday on this show. And then on Friday, Jelani Tavai will join us. So we got a pretty good lineup for the upcoming NFL season. And after last night, I'm encouraged about Chimes guy Drake May. I don't want a giant victory lap from you until the season begins, but he looked really, really good last night. I was thinking of Wiggy that whole entire game last night because you're spot on. Like, what is the point? Nice that you have Jacoby Brissett if Drake maybe gets hurt, but other than that, what are you wasting your time with Jacoby Brissett for? I just
doesn't add up. You
he
know
didn't look good at all.
Awful.
Yeah, and a lot of the time he was handing the ball off, so like Drake May could do that.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're going to be a team that says, "All right, we want to run the football, we might only have 20 to 25 pass attempts per game." Oh, okay. Well, why not put Drake May in there to do that?
Right.
You know, so it's not like. When you start to watch the reps that they share, it's not like you look at it and go, okay, I see the reason why Jacoby Brissett gets the one reps. He gives you the best chance of winning. He doesn't. Drake May does.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, that's kind of where I'm, like, my head's, my expectations now after last night, and I had a couple leads, but my expectations now are he gets the majority of the one reps moving forward.
Yeah. Well, we can get right to leads. You want to do that?
It's up to you. It's your show.
Let's do it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
You used to walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. How can I forget you, girl? There is always something there to remind me.
Shine, that is the Naked Eyes, if I am correct, with their 80s, no?
No, you're right.
Okay,
well done.
80s hit, always something there to remind me.
Nailed it.
Great choice this morning, Sean.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
Are we getting a lead from Jackson, or as I call him around here, the man on the come up?
He definitely has one ready, he told me.
He does?
He came in, set up his headphones, he goes, no idea if Greg wants one, but I have a lead today. And I said, okay.
That's fine. It's Friday.
I'll let him know.
Let's get a lead from the man on the come up.
Okay. Jackson,
let's go. Let's go with there. Throw those headphones on. Oh, look at that Bruins jersey.
Yeah, big Bruins day.
I love it. Jackson, good morning. Hello.
Hello, big hockey guy. So I am not one that likes to protest because I'm peaceful. But there's a protest going on tomorrow that I can get behind.
Okay.
Local activists and supporters of gender equality say they will go topless in Boston this Saturday to advocate for the right to equal treatment under Massachusetts law.
Oh, Wiggy loves a good topless protest.
Absolutely.
Loves a good topless protest. He'll be gone, unfortunately, but this is tomorrow.
This is tomorrow?
And I'm assuming it's mostly women.
It's mostly women.
They want the right, like men can be in public without their shirts on.
Absolutely. Yes.
And they want the same right.
Yes.
So they are going to take their shirts off at Boston Common tomorrow.
Yes. And then
would you go there and produce a segment for the show for Monday?
I would love to.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Please keep your shirt on.
Okay. Yes, I will.
So what do they want? They want the right to be topless wherever they want to be.
Absolutely.
Topless.
There's a law in Massachusetts that says women can only bare their breast in public if they are breastfeeding.
Oh. Okay.
And they want that to be changed. They want them to, they want to be able to take their shirts off just like dudes. And I fully support that.
Yep. That's on you. If you want to go topless, go topless.
That's
you
right.
Know? So it's, you know.
I mean, does anybody have an issue with it?
Curtis,
you have a young child.
Would
this bother you?
Not at all.
If you were walking in South Boston with James and you're down at M Street Beach and you turn around and James is staring at a giant pair of uncovered boobs, would that be an issue for you as a parent?
It certainly would not, because you know, with a young child, you've had two, you raised them beautifully. Wiggy's got three great kids. If you react in a very stressed way to show that there is some form of commotion, then your young child will react.
Yeah.
If you just keep going, like in everything in society, James won't even know what he saw.
Well, you know what? Here's the difference, though, because I remember this experience at Hampton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
James is how old?
He's two.
All right. Ask Curtis that same question in about 11 years. When James is sitting there at 13,
and
the boobs come out, and he's like,
he can't stop staring.
He can't stop staring.
You had your kids at a topless protest.
Yeah.
Well, by accident.
At least
you said it was by accident.
Yeah, it was by accident. And I'm like, I'm cool with it, but then I'm looking at my two boys, and they were like young, 13, 14 at the time. And it's like, kids in candy stores, they're like eyes wide open.
Right. Yeah. Well,
shake my tatas.
Shake the tatas.
Are out.
It's like
there.
You don't want to go in the water. It's like, nah, Dad, we're just
we're gonna sit here at the beach with our binoculars out. Okay, so that's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Movement. I'm getting behind.
Boston right. Common.
Yes.
And you will file the man on the come up will file a report for us, and we'll air it on Monday's show.
You got
there
it.
You go.
I want interviews. I want Curtis wants photos. So if you could, all of that, please, for Monday. All
you
right,
you got
Jackson?
It, boss.
Okay.
Can
right.
I just say, generally speaking, never mind. It's Friday.
BCB, all baby.
I will
BCB,
pass.
Baby. I love it.
BCB?
Yeah.
Well, what is BCB?
Boston Common Boobs.
Oh, Boston Common Boobs. All right. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. We've talked about it a bunch this morning, so I'm just going to echo a little bit of that. If you didn't see it last night, I really don't know what you're watching, but Drake May needs to just officially be the starting quarterback of this football team.
Yep.
Jacoby Brissett brings nothing to the table. Anything he's going to teach Drake May, he can teach him on the sidelines, holding a clipboard while Drake May plays and starts. And it's actually fun, because there's actually hope when he plays. Like, there's no... It's actually one of the reasons I played that song as the lead song, because, like, Drake May is the something that reminds me of the good times with the New England Patriots, because it's a guy who might actually be really talented. And so all you need to do is allow him to grow and allow him to play more and get more reps, and he'll be even more decisive. He'll be better with the football. I mean, the fumbled snap was the backup center.
Yeah, you're going to have David Andrews in there.
The most important person for Drake May to play with is David Andrews.
Yeah.
He knows this off. He will understand this offense, the schemes, the protection, everything better than anybody else. He should be tied to the hip with David Andrews, and I don't think there should be any debate about it at this point.
He looked good running the football. He looked good throwing the football. That ball that he threw to Javon Baker in the third was
down the sideline.
Was a
no down the middle of the field, Wiggy.
Beautiful, okay.
Beautiful pass.
But even the sideline pass, also a great throw.
He looks. He really does. I mean, it's preseason. I get it, one game, but he looks good.
Yeah, it's really more about the operation. Like when you watch Drake May, look at the operation and how he looks when he's running the offense in the huddle. Those are the things, because the other stuff, the passes, getting comfortable in the pocket, that'll all come with more reps that he gets. But if he can control the offense, then that's where he's not getting flustered, he's not getting frustrated.
All right, great lead, Shime. Thank you very much. We're gonna take a quick break. We will get to Curtis's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a Friday. Up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Tell me all the ways you'll need me. I'm not here for long. Catch
tree or I go Houdini. I come and I go. Prove you got the right to please me. Everybody knows. Catch me or I go Houdini.
Quick heads up if you're driving in and around the city this morning. There was an earlier issue in the O'Neill Tunnel with a giant hunk of concrete, which five cars collided into. And so that is causing some residual delays. And one might want to avoid the entire O'Neill Tunnel, should you be able to do that this morning. A little bit of breaking news. A high surf warning issued recently for the entire coast of Massachusetts, including the Fall River area. So this is the leftover effects of Hurricane Ernesto. And so anybody getting on a ferry today, I don't know, is anybody in the studio getting on a ferry today?
Wiggy, you are.
Anybody who's afraid of boats getting on a ferry today, there is actually a high surf warning.
What does that mean, high surf warning?
It means that you're probably going to vomit. It means you should hold on to Mrs. Wiggins in case you have to throw her out and sacrifice her so you can live for this show.
Well, as soon as I get on the boat, put life jackets on.
Yeah.
I'll be walking around them.
You really can't wear a life jacket. I mean, you have hundreds of people on a ferry. Nobody wears a life jacket. Right. So
if there's high surf, whatever it is.
Okay. Are you ready for your vineyard trip?
I am. Right. Well, now that I'm a little nervous about this high surf thing.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
All right. Don't worry about it.
All right. We got leads, the rest of the leads to get to, and then we will get to They Said It at 7, which is a quick back and forth of what they said yesterday. In sports, Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So off the sports path, Matthew Perry, in the aftermath of his overdose of ketamine, the people that supplied him have been arrested. Five despicable people. Two doctors, one who mused of, I wonder how much we can get the moron to pay for this, how much we can supply.
They have the text messages between these two doctors, and one of them was texting the other, I wonder how much we can get this moron to pay for ketamine.
So
and these are doctors, by the way.
Doctors, his assistant, the quote, ketamine queen.
Yeah,
are all accused of bilking thousands of dollars from the now deceased 54-year-old actor. And I recognize the essential nature of these people being punished, and I think they'll rot in hell, like awful. However, the story is not them. The story is all of those that propped up Matthew Perry as something he wasn't. I mean, I said it at the time. When he did that reunion show, he's not well. He wasn't well.
He didn't look good in that like, Friends
and
reunion
so,
show.
All the people that used this person as a beacon of strength. No, paycheck, definitely. Yeah. But like, I found it odd when he passed, the Friends cast was silent. When everybody was singing the praises of his newfound sobriety, the people that knew him best said the least. And so when you are in addiction, you end up with dirtbags.
Yeah,
because the only thing you need is the thing that's killing you, and decent people stop doing that for you. So while these five people should rot in hell, I hope they are mocked for eternity, and they go to jail. His assistant, despicable. These doctors, disgusting. How you have a nickname, the Ketamine Queen, and aren't in jail seems weird. But the real story here is all the people that knew he wasn't clean and told us he was. And, you know, I know that Matthew Perry was treated at McLean Hospital. I know that he wanted to get well.
Yeah.
But it is...
I mean, his assistant living with him and then shooting him up when he knew the situation that he was in is unforgivable.
Yeah,
clearly
that's somebody who's enabling that type of...
Yeah.
You know, you're not really there to help your friend out. You're just there to kind of enable the behavior because... Yeah. You know, maybe he's paying you or he's telling you whatever it is.
And so I guess my point is that if it wasn't these people, he was going to pay more money to other people because he wasn't going to be well. He was either going to stop self-medicating or he was going to keep doing this and die.
Yeah.
So awful story. But I really think people in the media that know better don't do this again when somebody else has a similar situation.
It is really sad. All right. Thank you, Curtis. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I was going to go in a little bit of a sports lead, but we'll talk a lot about football. I'm going to have to jump on this because I think what we're seeing in the world of cinema, I don't know if you're going to talk about this, is a front to one of the first movies that I saw that had many boobs in it.
Uh-huh.
They are coming out with the ultimate cut of Caliglia. They want less sex, more plot. Somebody please explain to me.
You have to explain to those who are not as ancient as you and I what Caligula was.
Well,
it was like the first hot big budget porn film.
What?
Yeah, it was made by Bob Guccione, the guy who owned Penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do Debbie Does Dallas?
It was written by Gore Vidal and others. It was supposed to be
Vidal, the historian?
Yes, it was supposed to be this great homage to the Roman Emperor Caligula.
Yes.
And so it was written and directed originally as a non-porno film.
Right.
Bob Guccione, who paid $17.5 million for it, which at the time was the most ever paid for an independent film, went in and did the final cut, and he put all the orgy scenes in there. And not just orgies, but full frontal, full eel.
Yes.
There's an eel in one scene. How old were you?
I was probably, and this was like one of the first, porn movies that, like, for whatever reason, the VHS tape back then, we had VHS tapes,
right,
was circling around East Boston where it's like, man, you got to see this.
Okay, so one of your buddies, I let you see Caligula.
Yeah, so
yeah, how old were you, 12? 13?
I was like 12 years old. I was young.
That explains a lot. I mean, the fact that you saw that at 12, that explains a whole lot about
I was very young, and somehow I got my hands on it. And for some reason, I feel like it was like the Scarface VHS tape where I think it was two tapes.
Yeah.
So you had a pop one in.
Oh, part one, part two.
Part two.
Please don't say pop one while you're talking about this.
But I guess what they're doing is they're coming out with a
clean version.
A clean version.
Yeah, they're trying to rectify the wrong that was done to Gore Vidal, and it opens today, the clean version.
Well, there's no wrong to it because I remember
it was right.
It was very right. I couldn't tell you what the plot was because I was fast forwarding through most of it.
Right. Well, boobs.
But that
to sum it up, there's more sex in that movie than there is dialogue.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Just Google it on YouTube and give it a watch if you got 3 hours. The original version.
But you're upset by this.
Yes.
You don't think we need a clean
it's
version.
It's a masterpiece.
No. Leave greatness alone.
It's a master something.
Oh,
yeah.
It clearly is a master. Leave it alone.
Okay, leave it alone.
Like my mother used to say, leave it alone, you'll go blind.
Leave Caligula alone, Biggie says. All right. We're going to have to get to my lead coming up. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get to my lead. And then we'll get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go.
Quick heads up if you're driving in and around the city this morning. There was an earlier issue in the O'Neill Tunnel with a giant hunk of concrete, which five cars collided into. And so that is causing some residual delays. And one might want to avoid the entire O'Neill Tunnel should you be able to do that this morning. A little bit of breaking news, a high surf warning issued recently for the entire coast of Massachusetts, including the Fall River area. So this is the leftover effects of Hurricane Ernesto. And so anybody getting on a ferry today, I don't know, is anybody in the studio getting on a ferry today?
Wiggy, you are.
Yes. Anybody who's afraid of boats getting on a ferry today, there is actually a high surf warning.
What does that mean,
It means that you're probably going to vomit. It means you should hold on to Mrs. Wiggins in case you have to throw her out and sacrifice her so you can live for this show.
As soon as I get on the boat, put life jackets on. Yeah. I'll be walking around them.
You really can't wear a life jacket. I mean, you have hundreds of people on a ferry. Nobody wears a life jacket. So
if there's high surf, whatever it is.
Okay. Are you ready for your vineyard trip?
I am. Right. Well, now that I'm a little nervous about this high surf thing.
Don't worry about it.
You'll be fine.
Don't worry about it. All right. We got leads, the rest of the leads to get to, and then we will get to They Said It at 7, which is a quick back and forth of what they said yesterday. In sports, Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So off the sports path, Matthew Perry, in the aftermath of his overdose of ketamine, the people that supplied him have been arrested. Five despicable people. Doctors, two doctors, one who mused of, I wonder how much we can get the moron to pay for this, how much we can supply.
They have the text messages between these two doctors, and one of them was texting the other, I wonder how much we can get this moron to pay for ketamine.
So,
and these are doctors, by the way.
Doctors, his assistant, the quote, ketamine queen.
Yeah.
Are all accused of bilking thousands of dollars from the now deceased 54-year-old actor. And I recognize the essential nature of these people being punished, and I think they'll rot in hell, like awful. However, the story is not them. The story is all of those that propped up Matthew Perry as something he wasn't. I mean, I said it at the time. When he did that reunion show, he's not well. He wasn't well.
It didn't look good in that Friends reunion show.
All the people that used this person as a beacon of strength. Paycheck, definitely. Yeah. But like, I found it odd when he passed, the Friends cast was silent. When everybody was singing the praises of his newfound sobriety, the people that knew him best said the least. And so when you are in addiction, you end up with dirtbags.
Yeah.
Because the only thing you need is the thing that's killing you, and decent people stop doing that for you. So while these five people should rot in hell, I hope they are mocked for eternity, and they go to jail. His assistant, despicable. These doctors, disgusting. How you have a nickname, the Ketamine Queen, and aren't in jail seems weird. But the real story here is all the people that knew he wasn't clean and told us he was. And, you know, I know that Matthew Perry was treated at McLean Hospital. I know that he wanted to get well.
Yeah.
But it is...
I mean, his assistant living with him and then shooting him up when he knew the situation that he was in is unforgivable.
Yeah, they...
Like...
Clearly, that's somebody who's enabling that type of, you know, you're not really there to help your friend out. You're just there to kind of enable the behavior because, you know, maybe he's paying you or he's telling you whatever it is.
And so I guess my point is that if it wasn't these people, he was going to pay more money to other people because he wasn't going to be well. He was either going to stop self-medicating or he was going to keep doing this and die.
Yeah.
So awful story, but I really think people... in the media that know better, don't do this again when somebody else has a similar situation.
It is really sad. All right. Thank you, Curtis. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I was going to go in a little bit of a sports league, but we'll talk a lot about football. I'm going to have to jump on this because I think what we're seeing in the world of cinema, I don't know if you're going to talk about this, is a front to, excuse me, one of the first movies that I saw that had many boobs in it.
Uh-huh.
They are coming out with the ultimate cut of Caliglia. They want less sex, more plot. Somebody please explain to me.
You have to explain to those who are not as ancient as you and I what Caligula was.
Well,
it was like the first... hot big budget porn film.
What?
Yeah, it was made by Bob Guccione, the guy who owned Penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do Debbie Does Dallas?
It was written by Gore Vidal and others. It was supposed to be
Vidal, the historian.
Yes, it was supposed to be this great homage to the Roman Emperor Caligula.
Yes,
and so it was written and directed originally as a non-porno film.
Right.
Bob Guccione, who paid $17.5 million for it, which at the time was the most ever paid for an independent film, went in and did the final cut, and he put all the orgy scenes in there.
Yes.
And not just orgies.
Yes.
But full frontal.
Everything.
Full eel.
Yes.
There's an eel in one scene. How old were you?
I was probably, and this was like one of the first, you know, porn movies that, like, for whatever reason, the VHS tape back then, we had VHS tapes,
right,
were circling around East Boston where it's like, man, you got to see this.
Okay, so one of your buddies, I let you see Caligula.
Yeah, so
were you 12? 13?
I was like 12 years old. I was young.
That explains a lot. I mean, the fact that you saw that at 12, that explains a whole lot about
I was very young, and somehow I got my hands on it. And for some reason, I feel like it was like the Scarface VHS tape where I think it was two tapes.
Yeah.
So you had to pop one in.
Oh, part one, part two.
Part two.
Please don't say pop one while you're talking about this.
But I guess what they're doing is they're coming out with a
clean version.
A clean version.
Yeah, they're trying to rectify the wrong that was done to Gore Vidal, and it opens today, the clean version.
Well, there's no wrong to it, because I remember
it was right.
It was very right. I couldn't tell you what the plot was, because I was fast-forwarding through most of it.
Right. Well, boobs.
But that, it was like, it was the...
There's more, just to sum it up, there's more sex in that movie than there is dialogue.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Just Google it on YouTube and give it a watch if you got 3 hours. The original version.
But you're upset by this.
Yes.
You don't think we need a clean
it's
version.
It's a masterpiece.
No. Leave greatness alone.
It's a master. Yes, it's a master
it
something.
Oh,
yeah.
It clearly all right. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Like my mother used to say, leave it alone, you'll go blind.
Leave Caligula alone, Wiggy says. All right. We're going to have to get to my lead coming up. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get to my lead. And then we'll get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.